This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
When I say I was going through the messages on Instagram and I about spit out my coffee because this one she sent in is so funny. She said she'd like to stay anonymous. She wants to know if she's a jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch. But hold on, you guys.
Hold on.
Listen to why. You guys, I'm dying right now. This is so funny.
Is Mother's Day like dying out? What's up with everybody having a problem with Mama's Day?
This is the second post Mother's Day one we've gotten.
Where they're like, I got gripes.
And I'm like, it was a week ago and you should be happy right now.
Matter of fact, cancel Father's Day ahead of time.
Honest to God,
not do it because I don't want these problems, big fella. I don't want them.
We're going to get 17 for Father's Day.
I swear.
Day. All right. She says, I'd like to stay anonymous just in case. But am I the jerk for not going to Mother's Day brunch with the in-laws? Okay, now listen to why she didn't go. This is so funny.
She says,
so my husband got a text from his dad to him and his two brothers talking about making plans for Mother's Day brunch.
Okay.
Wanting to do something nice to celebrate my mother-in-law and myself. How thoughtful. Then she puts in all caps, but also had to throw in the text, we want to also celebrate the other girls who are not actual mothers to humans, like the cat moms and the dog moms.
Also
the fiancés and the girlfriends of her brother-in-laws. She said, am I the jerk for not wanting to go, being offended that they want to celebrate the girls who are not actually mothers on Mother's Day? I feel like I've earned the mom title. If you know, you know.
Let me stop, Lev. I know, I gotta
stop. Isn't this hysterical?
I gotta stop.
The dudes, just let me tell you what happened here. One of the brother-in-laws has some girl who really goes,
but I'm a cat mom.
10 toes. And he's like, oh, we have to acknowledge her cat mom because we're still new in our relationship.
Listen,
it's my girlfriend, so I still have to do these stupid things.
We've got 3 fur babies at home and she ain't gonna let this go.
One day they're gonna have a kid and she's gonna not even pay attention to the dog.
Yeah.
Granted, I am a dog lover. Like, we're pet lovers on this show.
We love our animals.
But if you have pets and then you have children, you realize they still are very important
to you. Kids come first.
But kids come first.
Always.
So no matter what you do, the kids are coming first. But you have to have both in order to get that.
And people really do tell themselves, like, well, it's like training for a baby. No, it ain't nothing like having a baby, son.
It's
nothing like having a baby. And you having a fur baby ain't nothing like it. I ain't going to capture
you. Only like it if you have a puppy, but it's nothing close. You don't change diapers. You don't. Yeah, it ends quick.
Until they're housebroken and potty trained, it's all of
that.
It's all of a month. And then it's nothing
so
like having
funny.
A kid, son. I'm sorry, but no.
I think it's a little, as much as I love pets, I miss my Bella. I'm going to get another dog soon. Maybe.
Hey, we got you covered.
Say less. Much as I love pets, I'm dog sitting for you guys this weekend when you're at a wedding.
You could have both of ours, actually.
No, thank you. Hampton and Dino know where they live, and it's not in my city.
They're New Berlin dogs now.
No, they're in Bayview.
They're suburban dogs.
Listen, don't make me keep your dogs.
Please.
I think it's ridiculous. Like, I'm sorry. This is not a dog mom day. This is, come on.
You think she's
as much of a pet lover as I am, this is ridiculous. I feel like she should be offended.
You think they're wild?
Yeah, they're
wild
for
trying to include like the girlfriends and
stop saying your girlfriend's
moms?
A mom at Mother's Day brunch because she has a cat. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Allie, are you saying dog moms and cat moms don't count?
I'm saying at the Mother's Day brunch, no. They don't. I'm sorry. I don't. I'm happy. I love pets. I want you to love your pet, but no.
But on Mother's Day.
This is not about your
cat. On Mother's Day.
The guy is whipped. Okay,
yeah.
This is ridiculous.
You think one of the brothers just got forced into it, and then the dad was like, oh, God.
Or he's trying too hard to please his girl, and it's too new in, and he would never do this in 5 years. Give me a break.
Wait, who's the one that messaged? I thought it was the dad that messaged.
The brothers and the dad are trying to make plans with the girlfriends of her brother-in-laws. And
right. She's
like, the only moms in this scenario are me and my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
The other girlfriends of the brother-in-laws are cat moms and dog moms, and we're supposed to be celebrating them? She didn't go to brunch with the in-laws.
Is this?
She didn't go. The point feminist. She skipped brunch over this. So is she the jerk for skipping brunch?
Is this feminist elitism though? Like, hold on. Let me
knock it off.
Let
no.
me ask. Like,
what do you mean?
Because saying she's
no.
not an actual mother.
It's
you
not
haven't.
The same.
You're not in the club.
No.
You're not one of us. You can't sit with us.
You can come up with a Hallmark holiday for pet parents, and
sure.
I would celebrate it with all
up
of you.
Up and down.
With all of you. But this is not. This
not my
is
Hallmark
not,
holiday.
We're not taking the actual mothers who were up for 6 months crying with postpartum and putting them together with the cat mom and going, now let's celebrate both of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. We're not doing it. And I don't blame her.
So you have to be a mother to a child.
Yeah.
So she's not the jerk.
No. I think she went a little far by skipping brunch.
I don't think so.
I don't know if she needed to stand her ground on this.
It's disrespectful,
but
isn't
she
it
thinks that they were offensive by even trying to bring up the cat and dog mom.
Hey, okay. Listen, as a dude in this world, we was just trying to get by and not annoy nobody.
That's what I'm saying. Chrissy from Milwaukee said, what's next, being a plant mom?
Yes. Yes. You talk to your plants, they talk back. Yes.
Everybody's saying, jerk, Mother's Day is not for pet owners. Somebody said, until you and your dog have cried in each other's face at 3 a.m., no, she's not the jerk.
Hey, I felt that in my soul just now. All right, I ain't gonna hold it against you. Okay, I hear it.
That was a good text, whoever sent that in.
Text your name so we can shout y'all out,
bro. You guys are funny. All right. 414-533-1037. That works for texting or calling. Samantha and Racine said, I can't have kids. I have fur babies. I celebrate Mother's Day. My mother-in-law even gave me a Mother's Day gift.
See?
I'm really sorry you cannot have children, Samantha, but it is not going to change the fact that Mother's Day is not, it's not that, it's not for that.
See, now I feel bad, bro.
That's what
I didn't
I'm
even
saying.
Think
you
about
can't
it.
Feel
like,
guilty because there are people that are unable
can't
to have,
children.
Kids.
And then
but
you bring in stepmothers into the situation.
What the holiday is because of a personal issue.
So are we celebrating stepmoms?
I don't have a husband, but do you think I'm coming up with an excuse to celebrate a wedding anniversary? No!
Hey, listen, there's single moms that celebrate Father's Day.
That's them. And
you feel me,
because they
though?
Do everything. Trust
but you,
me.
But you
I
feel
get,
me, though? Like,
I
same
get
concept.
I happy Father's Day sometimes, even though my kids have a dad.
Same but. Concept, though. Like, they have a father, like, and you're the mother. You have a day.
DZ, listen to yourself. Now you're coming back around. We'll
I'm not coming back next. Around. I'm just trying to make the argument.
You're on an island, okay?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Had to push this one to the front of the line because it's so funny. Is she the jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch? She got so fed up that her husband got a text from his dad and the brothers, and they were all planning a Mother's Day brunch, but they decided to celebrate not just her and her mother-in-law, but the cat moms and the dog moms that the brother-in-laws are dating.
That was just an excuse so that the girlfriends could come to, bro.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. They should have come and just celebrated the actual parents.
Mm, that's what they should have done, but
so
they was like, they wanted everybody to feel included.
You know
I don't
what?
Blame them, boys.
I want to go to Paulina in Milwaukee. We're going to start with her, our girl. She's got her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. It's harder than you think. It's much harder than you think.
Much harder.
Hey, good morning, good morning.
Hey, skinny.
Good morning.
She's been doing the Biggest Loser at our gym.
At
they have a, they have a competition, and I'm just going to keep calling her skinny. Anyway,
work.
Paulina, talk to us.
Hey,
jerk or not
okay.
the jerk?
So I think she's the jerk for not going to the brunch.
Come
like,
on.
They still are trying to honor and celebrate her and pay for her brunch. Like,
fair.
Just go eat some brunch, you know, fill your stomach, whatever. But she's totally justified because, I mean, I think that is BS.
It's
I mean, I'm a mom of three kids, but I'm a cat mom of four cats.
Yeah.
But there's no way in hell that I'm, like, if I didn't have kids, I wouldn't be like, hey,
celebrate
I'm a mom
me.
Too.
Yeah.
No.
Celebrate me, right?
Not never.
And I try
no,
to
but you know what I would have done is be petty and like go to the brunch and then just start telling all your war stories of being a mom while everybody else sits there and has nothing to say because they're not an actual
not
mom.
Yes. Paulina, that's a good idea. Talk about when you were up all night with your baby and all the
exactly.
diapers you changed.
You ever been cried in the face at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. with a poopy diaper on both of
y'all? Let's just talk about birth, okay? That's
yeah, never mind.
Birth with your cat? No,
yeah.
Don't worry.
No, fair enough. All right. Well, Paulina, she says jerk. I can't believe it.
She's saying jerk,
fine.
Though.
Fine. Love you,
yeah,
Paulina.
She just went. Caused trouble.
Caused trouble.
She got all in right. her feelings.
It was her day anyway. Wasn't nobody going to stop her?
Exactly.
Okay. All right, Paulina.
Bye.
All right, bye.
We didn't even give her a name. What's wrong with us? Come on, guys.
I mean, I wanted to stay away from this one.
No.
That's why
she
I didn't give her no name.
Mother's Day brunch. Let's see. So, okay, see, this is what people do. They're saying, listen, here come, I had a hysterectomy at 23 and consider my two dogs my kids. I don't, however, expect people to celebrate me on Mother's Day.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
Finally, someone with some sense.
Someone with some sense, for sure.
I do think people need to stop telling all women happy Mother's Day. That's correct. I will say, it was said to me quite a few times because I was with my children, and it was so awkward, DZ, a few times, like at the store, I'd go, think, and on accident, happy Mother's Day, if you're a mom.
If you're a mom.
And then I'm like, oh God, that could have been so offensive. Oh God.
I try not to say it if I know. If I don't know, yeah, I really
I should
be staying
have just said
away
thank
from
you,
it.
And I kept walking right into it.
Yeah. But that's a whole nother story,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's another story.
Me?
Okay, let's go to Clayton in Milwaukee, or Lake Mills, sorry, not Milwaukee. Hi, Clayton.
Morning.
How's it going, guys?
Hello, man.
Everyone's saying National Pet Parent Day is April 27th. That part.
So there is a National Pet Parent Day. Y'all should celebrate that. We'll celebrate y'all all day long then.
Man, Clayton, is she the jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch?
Yeah, she's a jerk.
Ooh.
You guys are unbelievable.
Ooh,
I can't believe this. Really? Really?
Well, kind of sort of. You can go there and mingle, and like you said, that one other girl said, you can tell some stories, and then you can be on your way. But you can look at both sides, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I would say jerk. You can make an attempt, and then after that, go home to your normal lobby, good old day, or back to your life. So,
whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
You should have just let them celebrate however they felt was right and then moved on, because at the end of the day, you were the whole catalyst, right?
And it really takes, and legit, at the end of the day, if you go there and say, hey, how's it going? You went, you made some people happy, you put on your pretend smile face, and then you go back to your normal rhythm. So that's my opinion.
Okay. Dang, Clayton.
Well, Clayton says jerk. I got to go, Clayton. Bye. Unbelievable.
I love you.
Peace.
Why is she getting blamed when her family's a bunch of dummies here? I don't understand.
Well, and if it is her day, she could technically choose what to do with
you'd
it.
You'd think.
If she doesn't want to go to the brunch, that's her day to do and elect not to go to the brunch for, right?
Justin in West Dallas texted in. He said, I got the dog a bone on Mother's Day, so she then left my mom alone for a while. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Okay, last but not least, Amanda's in Racine. And if she says jerk, I swear, DZ.
You going to lose it?
I'm going to lose it. Lucky my birthday's over. Amanda, is she a jerk? Is she a jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch because they were going to celebrate the cat and dog moms?
She's a mom. A dog mom. She's a pet mom,
Amanda,
and a real
mom.
I'm actually going to say jerk, but I'm surprised everybody else is saying jerk,
get
too.
Get the hell out of here.
I thought I was on my own island.
Well, this is a jerk suite.
You should be, because you're all nuts. Goodbye.
Let her explain.
Okay, fine.
So,
what?
Why?
First of all, taking care of a dog is a lot of work. I mean, you have to get up when they're puppies, like every couple hours, let them
but
out.
DZ,
you know, let them do
said it
business.
Best. It's for 3 weeks, Amanda.
Tops.
It's not for 6 months.
Depends on what kind of dog you have, too.
16 years.
And come on, they cry, you let them out, you're done. You don't have to change a diaper. You don't have to feed them. You don't have to make a bottle. You don't have to breastfeed if you're doing that. I could name 20 things you don't do when you get up to let the dog out in the middle of the night.
One you claim on your taxes because you spend enough money on them. The other one you cannot.
That part.
Well, I get formula, not that, you know. But that's it's still hard, but.
Again, you worked hard with the babies.
I did work hard, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side of it, I mean, I think that she should have a little compassion. Before Savannah, I actually had a miscarriage a month before Mother's Day. And I remember my sister-in-law actually gave me a card and said, I'm going to be a great mom someday. And that meant a lot to me. So I think just having
Amanda,
a little compassion.
I respect that. But that doesn't mean on Mother's Day now it becomes about everybody else. This is where I'm getting torn on this. I'm like, you guys, I understand compassion and loss and somebody wants to be a parent. But that doesn't mean on Mother's Day you get to bring up all of this stuff. You're not a parent. Like, I don't know why we're turning this into something it's not.
Let me throw a BS hypothetical in there to keep making this something
you're
it's not.
You're a dog mom? Whoop-dee-doo.
No. Say one of your brothers, in this whole scenario, your brother's fiance.
Yes.
Y'all are having trouble conceiving. You guys have been trying to get pregnant for a few years
Awful.
Now, right?
Yeah.
But you keep adding dogs to the relationship sure. because you're having trouble conceiving.
Fair
now
enough.
You're a dog mom of some five
Great.
German shepherds.
But that,
now Mother's Day rolls around. You know the trouble she's having. You know how she's feeling. So you're going.
And now it's on everybody else?
To maybe. Where,
that, even if they're parents
show some
too?
Compassion. Compassion. She's trying. They want to be moms.
We
like,
are.
Like
we
somebody
are going
gave Amanda
far.
A car.
We're going too far.
She's
we talk
be
about
a great
this.
Mom.
I get annoyed when people say we get offended by everything, but this is too far.
This is, far?
This is too far.
I'm
you. Sorry if you've had any kind of loss. I'm sorry, but this is unless you've literally like Aaron. Lost a child.
Yeah.
Do you know what? You lost a child.
I was there too, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But this is about Mother's Day. I'm saying I cannot sit here and go, because someone has five dogs,
mm-hmm.
we have to now make it about them on Mother's Day. That's wild.
I'm surprised you didn't bring up the pet cat mom or whatever.
Whatever.
The cat lady.
And I will say this. I remember before kids, I remember my ex buying stuff for me from Bella. That doesn't mean I expect anyone to celebrate me outside of that house
sure.
on Mother's Day.
Oh, no,
Day.
I never expect
that
anybody to celebrate me before that.
That's why.
I agree.
Way. And so those brothers should have given their girlfriends a gift from the pets, but that doesn't mean we need to go to brunch and make it all about the cat and dog moms.
I agree.
That's crazy,
I
okay?
agree. I don't think we're making it about them. I just think we're being inclusionary in that moment.
I just have to go off because I can't believe all three of you said jerk.
I can't believe it's
so
a sweet hey,
I'm surprised people went with me, too.
Entitled Elizabeth.
Don't land on my own island.
Entitled Elizabeth, Scorn Sandra, and we're coming up with the names for her. Mm-hmm. What? I'm not listening to
I'm
Amanda.
I'm afraid to talk.
I'm just like, man, this is a jerk sweep all
Fine.
The way. This
Goodbye,
is crazy.
Amanda.
Bye, Amanda.
Bye.
Much love.
Oh, my God, bye.
Bye.
Real Mother Rita. They're sending in all the names.
Real Mother Rita. Mark it.
Oh, my God.
Caught that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Somebody wrote it all caps, Bianca in Milwaukee, not the freaking jerk. This topic is my biggest trigger. Leave Mother's Day for people who have children, also a cat mom, and that's why I am not a mother. Oh, geez.
I got both hands up on this one, bro. I ain't got no horse in this race. My name Bennett, and I ain't in it. I'm out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.